Well, Lyle, delighted to have you on Highland Radio. You're welcome to the sports department, and what is a very exciting week for Jason Quigley and for Shear Sport Management as well.
Yeah, thank you so much for having me.
So it's a big period for Jason Quigley, Lyle.
It is. We're very excited about this week. We're excited about his future in general, but this is the next step.
Let's go back a couple of years to when this partnership came together. What was making Jason Quigley stand out for Shear Sport Management? What was the most attractive thing that brought you all together?
That's a great question, and it's important because it speaks a lot to the relationship that we have with Jason today. Obviously, Jason is an outstanding fighter in the ring, and we were very impressed with him and his capabilities from a boxing perspective. But listening to him on a variety of the different clips that we heard from him on YouTube and whenever he was interviewed, we really liked the way he carried himself. But when he came out and actually was in front of us, the thing that stood out really was his character. He's just as good as they come from a character perspective. Personally, and inside and outside of the ring, he's extremely professional, and he just is an outstanding young man.
Yeah,
that's really what brought us together.
Yeah. He's a really genuine guy, Jason, but he's very much focused, Lyle, so he is on what he wants to achieve and where he wants to go.
Absolutely. He is, like I said, he's a fantastic kid, but there is nothing that will keep him from his goals. He's 100% focused. He's not a guy who is out of the gym for long periods of time after fights. He is in the ring, goes about his business, and gets right back into training camp almost immediately. So, yes, extremely focused.
He's currently sitting 12 and always now going for a first title this week against Greg Tappy. It's been a patient route for Jason to get to where he is at the moment, Lyle.
Yeah, it's interesting. We've heard some people say that that he's moving too quickly. We've heard some people say that he's moving too slowly. We think that he's moving just right. He is in great shape to fight somebody like a Glenn Tapia, who's been in the ring with world champions, and it's a great next step for Jason. He has been patient. And I think this is his time.
And we all understand as well, a victory on Thursday night at the Fantasy Springs Resort, and the whole world's going to open up for this young man, because he's stepping into to the higher ranked boxers then after that.
Absolutely, and I think that's a great point. I mean, Jason has been on TV before, but this really is headlining Golden Boy's first card on ESPN2 is something special, and the whole world really will have a chance to see what he's capable of. And again, inside and outside the ring, it's an exciting time for Jason, and a very exciting time for Shear Sports as well.
You've been involved in boxing. You had a good amateur career. Is that right, Lyle?
I did. I enjoyed a pretty good amateur career, but truly nothing like Jason.
And to make that step up from amateur, some fighters struggle at times to do that, but it wasn't the case with Jason, was it?
No, that's a great point. Jason, he also, and I should have mentioned that, fundamentally inside of the ring, he fought a pro style. So when he came, in the transition between amateur and professional for Jason, fundamentally was not a huge change. And frankly, dealing with the press and the TV and the exposure, he handled outstanding. And it really is something, again, inside out, outside the ring, the kid's special.
And you have watched him very closely along with Golden Boy, and I suppose the way he has evolved over the last couple of years has been impressive, and those fundamental skills that he has, he's been building on them fight on fight all the time, Lyle.
Yeah, he continues to improve. If you watch his fights when he started and where he is today, he shows constant improvement. And that when fighters get to the point where they're winning and they hear a lot of great things about themselves from time to time, you don't see that continuous improvement. And Jason has continued to improve. He's like a sponge. He goes to the gym, he learns, he watches fights, he watches opponents, he watches different things inside and outside the ring, where he takes bits and pieces to make himself a better fighter on an ongoing basis. And I think that is a testament, again, to your point, to how focused he is at achieving greatness.
Do you think this fight's going to be over before 10 rounds, Lyle?
Yeah, you're really on point. That is yet to be seen. I think that what we'd like to see out of the fight is Glenn Tappy has been in 28 fights. He's been in with three world champions. And from our perspective, it's not really the knockout that we're looking for. It's the continuous improvement like I just talked about. If he is capable of, if the opportunity presents himself, I'm sure Jason will take it. If the fight goes 10 rounds and he shows great ring generalship and is capable of doing the things that he wants to do, then that would be just as good as a knockout to me.
Yeah. Obviously, Lyle, a win for Jason Quigley is going to be huge on Thursday night. But I suppose on the selfish side of it, what's it going to mean for Sheer Sports Management?
It really it means a lot. I mean, and you're right. It's hard to talk about that without sounding selfish, but Jason really is the cornerstone of Sheer Sports, and him winning a title will be our first title, and it goes a long way with for Sheer Sports from a recruitment perspective, as well as the world knowing what type of people we have and we're looking to manage. And so, selfishly, I would say it does. It really puts Sheer Sports at a different level.
We're all looking at Jason Quigley. Rachel told us last weekend that you guys feel that Jason is on the verge of becoming the next big star in boxing. Can he become a world title holder in the near future, Lyle?
Yeah, I think he could be a multiple world title holder. I think it just depends on what Jason wants to do and how far he wants to take it. And he's extremely focused, so really there is no ceiling. He's just extremely capable. I would say it's very interesting to even say something like this, but I think that I would be surprised if Jason were not a world title holder. And I don't know that it's going to be in the near future. I don't know what opportunities lie ahead. I'm really focused on this fight, but I would be surprised if Jason Quigley was not a world champion.
Hopefully we will be seeing that in the very near future, Lyle. Many thanks for taking the call. It's been an absolute pleasure to talk to you ahead of Jason Quigley's first title fight. It is, of course, against Glenn Tappia for the NABF title, the North American title, this coming Thursday night. And from us here in Highland, Lyle, we wish your management all the best in Fight Week.
I really appreciate you having me on. It was a true pleasure. Thank you.